Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really jumping into something exciting, AI, specifically how it's just fundamentally changing the game for how we handle information, and maybe more importantly, how we create content. You know, if you've been seeing all these AI tools pop up everywhere and you're wondering, okay, how does this actually help me? How does it make me more productive? Well, this deep dive is for you. Think of this as your shortcut, your guide to understanding this fast-growing world of AI tools, especially the ones that turn text into other things like audio or video. These aren't just like toys. They're actually really powerful and surprisingly pretty accessible tools that can seriously boost your efficiency. So for this, we've looked at a mix of sources, some practical guides for beginners, also some more detailed technical stuff about how it all works, and even insights from a YouTube tutorial showing step by step how to make videos using AI. Our mission today, simple: unpack how these tools work, show you how easy they are to get started with, and really highlight some maybe surprising ways you can use them. We're aiming for that aha moment, you know, where you really see the potential here for your own stuff. Okay, so let's break this down. You hear this term AI modalities. What exactly are we talking about?
Right, yeah. Good question. So broadly speaking, AI modalities are just the different ways AI interacts with information, different types of input, different types of output. For today, though, we're really focusing on generative AI. That's the kind that creates new stuff, taking text, in our case, and making something new from it. And yeah, it's about automating tasks, sure, but it's also bigger than that. It's about boosting creativity, making better decisions faster. It's like AI isn't just analyzing anymore, it's becoming a creative partner almost.
That's a great way to put it, creative partner. Okay, so let's dive into the first one, text to speech, TTS. We all remember those old robotic voices, right?
Sorry?
But what's TTS like now? How does it sound so human?
It's come such a long way. Modern TTS takes written text and turns it into audio that sounds incredibly natural. It uses these really advanced AI algorithms, deep learning mostly. Think neural networks trained on just vast amounts of human speech. That's the key. It allows them not just to say the words, but to capture human-like intonation, rhythm, even some emotion. It can be really expressive.
Okay, so how does that actually happen? Like step by step.
So imagine your text goes on a little journey. First, text processing. The AI looks at punctuation, abbreviations, understands the structure, then linguistic analysis. It breaks words into sounds, phonemes, applies grammar rules for emphasis and flow. Next is the cool part, speech synthesis. Neural networks like WaveNet or Talkatron you might hear about actually generate the audio waveforms. This is where the human-like sound comes from. And finally, audio output. It bundles it all up into an MP3 or a WAV file ready to listen.
Wow. And are these tools hard to use or expensive?
That's the great thing. They're super accessible now. For quick stuff, there are browser-based options like TTS Maker or text-to-speech.online. You literally just copy-paste text, maybe pick a voice, and download the MP3. No registration needed for some. Super easy.
Okay, simple is good. What if you need more control?
Then you've got platforms like Murf. They offer lots of customizable voices, different languages, accents, really good for, say, video voiceovers. Or something like Balabolka, which is software you install, gives you tons of offline control, speed, pitch, volume adjustments, more fine-tuning.
So, any tips for someone just starting out wanting to get good results?
Definitely. First, treat your input text like a script. Clear, good punctuation, good grammar. The AI uses those cues. Second, experiment. Try different voices, different speeds, different pitches. See what sounds best for your content. And don't be afraid to start with those browser-based ones. Instant results. No commitment. Oh, and for the real pros, there's something called SSML, Speech Synthesis Markup Language.
SSML, what's that?
It's like special code tags you can put in your text to give the AI really specific instructions, like pause here for half a second, or say this word with more emphasis, or use a different tone for this sentence. It gives you super fine-grained control, turns basic TTS into like vocal artistry.
Okay, that's advanced, but good to know it's there. So we know how it works, we know the tools, but why should you, listening right now, actually care about TTS? What's the real value?
Well, beyond just listening to emails while you do other things, which is handy, think about auditory proofreading.
Auditory proofreading.
Yeah. Hearing your own writing read back aloud, even by an AI, often catches awkward phrases or mistakes. Your eyes just skim over. It's like a fresh pair of ears.
That's a smart use case.
Totally. And for content creation, huge. Audiobooks, podcast intros, video narration, you can generate that stuff super fast, saving time and money compared to hiring voice actors. Plus, Accessibility. Screen readers based on good TTS open up content for visually impaired people. It's about making information more available in more ways.
Right. Accessibility, efficiency, even quality control with that proofreading idea. That's really compelling. Okay, so we've gone from text to audible words. What about making text.visual? Let's talk text to video. What are these platforms all about?
Text to video is pretty much what it sounds like. You give it a script, or even just a text prompt, and the AI generates a video clip from it. It creates the visuals, adds narration, sometimes background music too. It's changing how fast we can make video content.
Which tools are popular here?
You hear names like Lumen 5, Pictory, Synthesia. And InVideo is another big one, especially with their newer AI features.
And how does that work, generating video from just words?
It's pretty complex under the hood, but basically, first, prompt interpretation. The AI figures out the key things in your text, objects, actions, the scene. Then, frame generation. It actually synthesizes the individual video frames based on that interpretation. Next, temporal coherence. This is important. It makes sure the frames flow together smoothly, that the motion looks natural, not just a slideshow. And finally, audio integration. It syncs up any generated voiceover or sound effects with the visuals it created.
That sounds almost like magic. So if someone's listening and thinking, okay, I have an idea, maybe a script, how do they actually start making a video with this? Let's get practical. Our source material actually walked through a tool called InVideo AI in quite a bit of detail. We won't do every single click, but let's talk about the power here, how you go from a simple idea to potentially something quite cinematic.
Right. So the basic idea for most platforms like Lumen 5 or Pictory is you feed it your script, maybe choose a style or template, and the AI suggests visuals and puts it together. You can tweak it. InVideo AI, especially their newer model 3.0, takes it a step further with more generative capabilities. Better voices, yes, but also generating unique media.
Generative media, like creating images or clips from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it gets really interesting. They have plugins. For instance, a text-to-clip plugin. You can type a detailed description like a golden retriever wearing sunglasses surfing a wave, cartoon style, and the AI tries to generate that specific video clip.
Oh.
Yeah. Or a photo-to-clip plugin. You upload a high-quality photo, say, a picture of a cat DJing, and it animates it, turns it into a short video clip.
That's wild. So you could generate images in Midjourney or somewhere, then animate them?
Precisely. That's a really smart workflow people are using. Generate amazing static images, then bring them to life. There are also text-to-image plugins, similar to Midjourney, but right inside the video tool. And even a voices plugin where you can upload your own voice, train it a bit, and have the AI narrate in your voice.
Okay, that custom voice thing is next level. But these plugins, do they cost extra?
Good point.
Yeah.
Yes, typically using these advanced generative plugins consumes specific credits or might have associated costs separate from just generating the initial video draft. So you need to be mindful of that.
Right. Makes sense. So let's walk through creating a simpler video first. How do you get the best results without needing complex plugins?
It really starts with the prompt, what we call prompt engineering. You need to be descriptive. Don't just say video about weight loss. Say, create a 1-minute motivational video for YouTube Shorts about the 3 best ways to lose fat. Use an upbeat, positive tone. Use a female voiceover. Show ultra-realistic people exercising and eating healthy food. Include motivational background music.
Okay, so being super specific guides the AI better.
Exactly. The more detail you give up front, the less editing and regenerating you have to do later, which saves time and potentially those credits we mentioned. Then you choose settings like duration, target audience, which might subtly influence the style on the platform, like YouTube or TikTok, which sets the video dimensions.
And then you hit generate.
Yep, and wait a bit. You can take, say, 5 to 15 minutes, depending on the complexity and length. Then you get your first draft. You watch it through. Maybe it's got scenes about nutrition, exercise, rest.
What if you don't like a part? Can you change it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The editing tools are pretty robust. You can regenerate just one specific scene if it's not quite right. You can easily replace any clip the AI chose with stock footage from their library or upload your own video clips or images. You can trim clips, cut parts out, add transitions, fades, jump cuts, whatever. Control the audio levels, change the music, upload your own music track.
Can you edit the script after it's generated the voiceover?
Yes. That's super useful. You can go into the script editor right there, tweak the words, maybe add a sentence like, I know you'll love looking more fit, and the AI will regenerate the voiceover for that part.
That sounds incredibly flexible, almost like traditional video editing, but the AI does the initial heavy lifting.
Pretty much. And then you have final settings for download resolution like 1080p, and crucially, options to remove watermarks if you're on a paid plan.
It sounds remarkably fast, potentially saving, I don't know, hours or even days of work compared to traditional methods. But does that speed mean you lose something like creative depth? Can it really capture complex ideas or emotions?
That is a really important question, and the answer is it depends. For straightforward explainers or marketing snippets, it's fantastic. But for truly complex narratives or very specific artistic styles, the real magic, the deepest creativity, often comes from combining it with other AI tools before you even get to the video generator.
Like what?
Like using something powerful like ChatGPT first. You don't just give the video tool a simple prompt. You ask ChatGPT to write an incredibly detailed scene-by-scene script. Like, write me a script for a one-minute video about the story of the Lion King, but told from Simba's perspective. Describe the visuals for each scene, the type of music, the emotion in the narration, or where the transition should be. You get super granular.
Ah, so you do the heavy creative direction before hitting generate in the video tool.
Precisely. And you iterate on that script within ChatGPT. You might refine it 5, 10, even 20 times, get the descriptions perfect, nail the dialogue, the pacing. Then you copy that highly detailed script into InVideo or whichever tool you're using.
Why do all that work up front?
Because it massively increases the chance the AI video generator will nail it on the first try or get much closer. This saves you potentially a lot of those expensive generation credits you'd otherwise spend tweaking and regenerating individual scenes within the video tool itself. It's about front-loading the creative work, using the language model, which is often cheaper or free, to guide the more expensive video generation.
That's a really smart workflow optimization. Use the right tool for the right part of the job.
Exactly. And you can push this even further. We've seen examples, amazing ones actually, where people are creating stuff that feels truly cinematic. They instruct the AI not just on the scene, but on the filmmaking technique. Like including use a Canon EOS R5 camera with an 85mm lens in the prompt.
You can specify camera lenses. Seriously.
Yeah. Or use soft cinematic lighting. You're basically directing the AI cinematographer. There was this wild example from the source material, like a concept for a Blade 4 movie. The prompt described Blade teaming up with like Castlevania characters to fight Dracula's son. It specified visuals like screechlings, a blood widow creature, and even dictated the soundtrack should have a choir.
Okay, now that's just mind-blowing. Directing AI fight scenes with specific monster descriptions and music cues.
Right, it shows the level of detail and creative control you can achieve if you really master that descriptive prompting, refined iteratively. You shift from being an editor to being a high-level director, telling the AI exactly what to create.
Wow. Okay, specifying camera lenses. That just opens up a whole new way of thinking about this. It's not just basic videos anymore. So stepping back, what does all this text-to-video capability mean for you, the listener? Why is this more than just a cool tech demo?
It's genuinely transformative for a few key reasons. First, speed and efficiency. Obvious, right? Making videos in minutes, not days. AI handles captions, voiceovers automatically, frees you up. Second, cost. This is huge. No need for fancy cameras, studios, actors, editors. It makes professional-looking video way more accessible, especially for small businesses, educators, individuals.
It levels the playing field, essentially.
Totally.
Yeah.
And think about creative iteration. Because it's so fast and cheap, you can test multiple video ideas quickly. Like A/B test 10 different marketing angles in the time it used to take to make one polished video.
That agility is powerful.
Immensely, which leads to scalability and customization. Easily make versions for different platforms, different languages, even personalized videos for specific customer groups. Plus, video itself is just more engaging, right? People remember visuals better than just text. It helps explain complex ideas more effectively.
So better communication, wider reach.
Yep. And it works across so many sectors: education, animated lessons, marketing, quick ad concepts, personalized campaigns, healthcare, visual patient instructions, entertainment storyboarding, concept art, news, social media, turning articles into quick video summaries. It's incredibly versatile. And finally, accessibility again. Automatic captions, potential for translations, audio descriptions. It makes video content more inclusive. And it just empowers creativity, letting you try visual styles or effects that used to require expert skills.
Okay, that's a really compelling case for text to video. But you mentioned earlier, this is just the tip of the iceberg for AI and productivity. We've focused heavily on text to speech and text to video. What else is out there that's making waves?
Oh, absolutely. What's fascinating is how many other ways AI is transforming inputs and outputs, like text to image. We mentioned Midjourney, DALL-E 3, Adobe Firefly. You type text, get an image. Great for marketing graphics, yeah, but also rapid design prototyping, custom illustrations for presentations or websites.
Things that used to take a graphic designer hours or days.
Exactly. Then there's text-to-code. Tools like GitHub Copilot. You describe what you want a piece of code to do in plain English, and it writes the code for you.
For non-programmers, that sounds like a superpower.
It kind of is. Automating simple scripts, helping debug, even learning to code faster, then flipping things around, speech-to-text, SDT, taking audio and turning it into text. Think Google speech-to-text or specialized tools like Jamie AI for meetings.
So automatic meeting notes, transcribing interviews.
Perfect for that. Captioning videos automatically, voice commands, so many uses, and image-to-text. Point your phone at a sign, get the text. Tools like Google Lens or features in Adobe Acrobat, great for digitizing documents, translating things on the fly.
Okay, so AI is working across text, image, audio, code.
And increasingly all at once. That's multimodal AI. Systems that understand and process combinations of text, images, audio, even other sensor data simultaneously.
Multimodal? That sounds complex.
Yeah.
It is, but it's where things are heading. Think of AI systems like Google's MedPal M2 in healthcare. It can look at an X-ray image, read the doctor's notes, text, maybe listen to patient history audio, and provide a more context-aware diagnosis.
Wow.
Or autonomous vehicles. They're fusing data from cameras, image, LIDAR, which is like laser radar sensor data, GPS location data, maps, text image, all together to understand the world.
That makes sense. The real world isn't just text or just images.
Exactly.
Yep.
And this multimodal field is projected to be huge, like nearly $11 billion by 2030, because that contextual understanding is key for complex, real-world problem solving.
That gives us a much broader picture. It's not just one tool. It's this whole ecosystem of AI transforming information in different ways. So if someone listening is feeling inspired, maybe a little overwhelmed, but ready to try some of this, how do they actually start? What are the practical steps?
Yeah, great question. First, learning strategies. Don't try to boil the ocean. Start with free trials. Most platforms offer them. Just play around. Watch tutorials. There are tons on YouTube showing specific workflows. Follow people who are using these tools creatively. Join online communities or forums related to the tools you're interested in. You'll learn so much from other users. And just practice. Set aside a little time each week to experiment. Try different prompts, different settings. The more you use them, the more intuitive they become.
Okay, so learn by doing, basically. How about integrating them into actual work?
Start small. Identify one repetitive task or one small creative bottleneck. Could TTS help you review emails faster? Could SDT transcribe your meeting notes? Could you use a text-to-image tool for one social media post? Just pick one thing. Once you're comfortable, then think bigger. How could text-to-video help launch a new marketing campaign? Could text-to-code automate a reporting task that takes hours? Find those friction points in your workflow and ask, is there an AI for that? Chances are, there might be, or there will be soon. Oh, and one quick but important note, ethics. Be mindful of potential biases in AI outputs, especially images or text. And if you're using generated content commercially, make sure the tool provides assets that are safe for that use.
Good points. Start small, practice, be mindful. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. From understanding these AI modalities, diving deep into text-to-speech and especially text-to-video, getting hands-on with prompt engineering and even advanced techniques, we've seen the huge advantages these tools offer and peeked at the wider AI landscape.
Yeah, I think the key takeaway is that these tools are genuinely democratizing creation. They're putting powerful capabilities into the hands of more people. They enhance creativity, they boost productivity, and they're fundamentally changing how we work and make things, personally and professionally. Pretty exciting.
It really is. So for everyone listening, here's a final thought to chew on. What's one creative idea you have, or maybe one tedious, repetitive task you do right now that could be completely transformed by trying out one of these AI tools? Don't just wonder about it. Go ahead, explore, experiment, and see what possibilities open up for you.